This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
This week's export sales report brings us to an interesting situation. Now that the numbers are aligned with the USDA's export goals, there isn't much news to react to. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said this was another great week for corn sales.
Yeah, we had the corn sales come in, and this is all old crop corn, 1.648 million tons. The expectation was somewhere between a million and 2.5. So coming in right in between, these are good sales. The five-year estimate comes in at, five-year average comes in at 1.345. So above the five-year average. This will be three straight weeks of positive corn sales numbers. That little blip in between around Christmas, but for right now, still looking very good.
McBride said the bean sales were above the five-year average as well, which was largely due to countries outside of China making soybean purchases.
On the bean side of things, came in at 819,000 tons. This is above the five-year average. We normally would see about 636,000 tons. We continue to look for other countries. We say other because, you know, China is always the big one that we talk about when it comes to purchasing soybeans. But the other countries have come in and they've stepped up here recently. So at this point, we're now where we need to be for these export sales based off of what the USDA holds as their whole year goal. So we aren't looking at this point to see the USDA make cuts on future WASDE reports.
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.